2011. And last year, which doesn't seem that far away, I asked the Lord what he wanted in 2011 as a church, where we should go, what we should be doing. And he gave to me some things that I know will bless you and will bring you up to a higher place in your relationship with the Lord. So, you know, I'm very diligent about this. I want to make sure that, you know, God, that we please God in whatever we do as a church and as individuals. And one of the things I'll show you, actually, let's see here, five things that I believe the Lord wants in 2011 as individuals, as a church, that he desires. How many feel comfortable in knowing where they're at in their God-ordained place? How many feel comfortable in that? You know what? There comes a point when you just got to get out and you got to drive the car. You know what I'm saying? There comes a point when you just got to get out and you analyze it and you analyze it. Well, I'm not sure if I'm there yet. I'm not sure if I'm there yet. Well, you know, my question is, when are you going to get there? When are you going to get in the car and start driving it? And now, you know, I believe we've taught enough on how to get there and what to do to get in that position. And it is basically knowing your inheritance in the Lord. That is your position in Christ, is knowing your inheritance. So we want to go on from there, and we want to look at what God has laid on my heart for 2011. I believe it's his heart. I shouldn't say what he laid on